For the first time ever, refugee athletes will be allowed to compete in the Olympics, and they'll be able to do so in time for the 2016 Summer Games in Rio de Janeiro. The president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, made the announcement at Monday's UN General Assembly meeting.
Regardless of where in the world we practice sports, the rules are the same and apply to everyone. They are based on our shared values. Sport is always about building bridges. It is never about erecting walls.
Athletes who can't represent their own country will be welcomed to the Olympic Games with the Olympic flag and with the Olympic anthem. They'll be invited to live in the Olympic Village and compete alongside the other 11,000 athletes. It's estimated there are more than 50 million refugees in the world. More than 650,000 refugees have fled their war-torn homes to make a new life in Europe in recent months. But Olympic organizers want the 2016 Games to bring hope. Bach said the Olympic Games are the time when the values of tolerance, solidarity, and peace are brought to life. And to do so, the International Olympic Committee created a $2 million fund to support refugee athletes and urges participating countries to help identify and encourage high-level athlete refugees to participate in the Games.